need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show. Scott Bell Show.
The FDA is about to get a lot more muscle.
More money and more power.
Sweeping new powers.
The most sweeping overhaul of the nation's food safety laws since the 1930s.
Robert Scott Bell.
How did the Department of Homeland Security get into the medical business?
Joe, we have a potential pandemic.
A national health emergency.
The sky is falling. A piece of it just came out of here.
Robert Scott Bell. Scott Bell.
The average citizen, if they did what the TSA agents do, would be arrested.
Would you submit to one of these backgrounds?
Not if I could avoid it. No, I mean, who would?
If you touch my junk, I'm going to have you arrested.
Enough is enough.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Nice happy birthday,
wow.
But it's not your birthday, is it,
Superdome? Whose birthday is it, though?
I
was waiting. And
Justin, on the board, is it your birthday today? It's not your birthday, is it? Whose birthday? No, it's not Justin's birthday. Why would we open with that? And it's interesting, the happy birthday was kind of met with some derision. You know, what you talking about, Willis? Say, what? We're going to talk about what birthday it is. Somebody, something is 30. And
30?
Yeah, 30 years old. And this birthday is not a happy celebration. Well, I'm going to explain this to you in a moment. We're going to be joined by my good friend, Liam Schiff, and we're going to explain what is this 30th birthday party. It's not a party. It's not a party.
Yeah.
Something turns 30 today. If you know what it is, call us, 866-939-BELL, 866-939-2355.
You know what's going to happen is a bunch of people whose 30th birthday is, they're going to call in and they're going to expect something now.
So. Well, for them, it's a happy birthday. But it'd be weird if somebody turned 30 today on this inauspicious day.
Yes.
Or is it auspicious? How would you describe
it? Suspicious.
It has something to do with a woman named Margaret Heckler and a man named Robert Gallo. All right. I'll give you some hints.
Though. They're way older than
that. I think they were older at the time this thing happened 30 years ago. But what is it? We're going to get to it as soon as we hear from Liam. But in the, we also have Outside the Box Wednesday. I don't want to steal anybody's thunder. And of course, he probably doesn't even want to talk about this. He's talked about it over the years. And so, of course, you can read about it in, all of the things Liam's been writing about for so many years, including official stories. But we have Outside the Box Wednesday today on the Robert Scott Bell Show. And it's a very cool addition because our friend, Ty Bollinger, who makes Outside the Box the real deal that it is traveling the country right now looking for more cancer cures. It wasn't enough that he uncovered so many in his book, Cancer Step Outside the Box. He had to keep going. And he's got a documentary kind of reality thing coming out. And they have been traveling all over interviewing doctors and others that are involved in helping people to overcome cancer naturally. And he tells me we'll have a surprise guest during Outside the Box Wednesday, which is today, live on the air, someone who's cured cancer naturally. So this is going to be cool. Through Dr. Batar, through our good friend Dr. Rashid Batar.
So we get to celebrate a birthday and we get a surprise.
Yeah, surprise!
Heck,
and also, we do have another person from down under that's going to let us know. He left a message about Carnivora. Another really cool Carnivora testimonial. And my wife has finally been taking the Carnivora. She's doing 6 capsules a day, and she's having some really remarkable things going on. We'll be talking about that too. So I'm very excited about all the immune modulation taking place on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
You know,
RobertScottBell.com. What?
You know, we've been talking about this for a while, and maybe in honor of your wife's success with the Carnivora, I think we need to start figuring out some way we could maybe give away a bottle. What do you think?
I know, but it's the creative challenge of, you know, when you give stuff away for free, it's kind of like that guy that demanded I answer him on Twitter.
Right, right.
You know, and Superdon, how many years have I been giving away my information for free? I mean, I try to do it as much as I can. And this guy was so upset that I didn't respond to him in a timely fashion, whatever that is on Twitter, with no appointment. Right. I was out of town. And I guess we all need some people to annoy us, I suppose. There's always somebody.
Right.
But we've got some nice messages, too. We've got a comment of the day we'll read a little bit later. RobertScottBell.com, if you want to see all of the links, they are up in the show notes. We'll try to get to most of those stories today. Also, as I said, Liam Sheff coming up momentarily. And what else do we have today on the air? Okay, we're streaming live through naturalnewsradio.com. The archives are finally up to date a little bit. And, of course, at GCN, our syndicator. And around the world, at UK Health Radio and Digital Radio, -103, Down Under, which is very cool. Now, yesterday, we had just such a cool episode. It was great to have Aaron Elizabeth on from Health Nut News. And what a bonus it was that Dr. Joe Mercola gave a call in and had just kind of a brief surprise appearance. And we got to chat about a number of things in a short period of time. But I don't know if you caught that yesterday. Dr. Mercola has one of the Echo 7 units from our good friend Paul Bertiero. We have it up there at robertswater.com. And he was singing its praises. He was using, you know how it splits the stream? He was using the alkaline, the acid water, level number four, to water his plants. And he's having tremendous, tremendous response because this guy got the major green thumb. He's growing food to sustain himself and others. I mean, it's amazing what he's testing. He talked about the biochar yesterday as well. But that Echo 7 unit is so profound, energetically and in other reasons, that it is just having an abundant benefit to the plant life on his property. So we'll be covering that some more in the coming days, weeks, and months. If you've had an experience with the Echo 7, you've gone to robertswater.com or talked to Paul Bertiero and gotten your unit, you know what I'm talking about. And I just downloaded a lot of water before I went on the air. Chug-a-lugged it, and it went right in. No lead weight in my belly. So that's cool. So if Liam is not going to call in on time, I'm just going to dive into the story. I mean, I try to give him a chance, you know. I think, you know, he's on cannabis time. He's wanting to probably grill us about the cannabis cup that we just came from in Denver. He's probably going cannabis time. I'll just take my time and join him when I'm ready. So 30 years ago this very day, Margaret Heckler? Maggie Heckler?
She announced, what are you talking about?
She announced that we had found the probable cause of AIDS. Now, this was an auspicious day. She had Robert Gallo at her side, the scientist. In fact, we might have Liam coming in here to chime in just a moment, but the so-called scientist who said, oh, my gosh, we found it. At the time, they said it was a human retrovirus, cancer virus, leukemia cell virus, HTLV-1, 2, and 3. At this time, I think it was HTLV-3. It hadn't been renamed HIV yet. And from that moment forward, anybody who succumbed to this false testing paradigm of a nonspecific cross-reactive antibody test would be condemned like the Scarlet Letter to a chemotherapeutic pharmaceutical death. The destruction of the immune system, which may have preceded the drugs, would only be accelerated by them. So, if we have Liam Sheff, let's go ahead and bring him up, Justin, and welcome him to the program. Liam, it's an auspicious or inauspicious 30th birthday, and we were just chatting about it before you came into the conversation.
Hey, King Cannabis.
I see, I knew it. That the first thing out of his mouth, right to the cannabis cup, wouldn't wait, no pass and go. Welcome, Liam.
King of all buds. My buddy, Robert.
And it's all your fault, Liam.
I know.
You know, all right, just so you know. I just can keep reminding you.
The audience might not remember, but it was almost 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think so.
No, it was a year and a half. And I said, Robert, this cannabis stuff, you know, it's the hemp and everything, it's really good. And you said, you remember what you said?
No, what did I say? Tell me.
I don't know, Liam.
I don't know, Liam. I don't know about that stuff.
I don't like to take drugs.
I had bought the lies. Well, I had bought the myths.
I'll tell you what, Liam. We've got some stories here about this trip that we took. How do I say it? Robert had a good time.
You wait until we air the Master Bong interview. Liam, you're going to get a kick out of that. We interviewed Master Bong. You saw the picture, but oh my gosh, the stuff that we were interviewing, it was great.
It was awesome.
We want to jam it with you.
I think we should
change the intro music to some Snoop Dogg music. I mean, really, we should update the intro. What do you think?
Just I got to go with it's straight Bob Marley. Straight
absolutely, Bob I'm Marley. I'm with you on Bob. Although the Bob Gallo, I'm not with you on. If they had been, you know, doing cannabis at the time, they probably wouldn't have felt the need to lie about HIV or HTLV-3 at the time and declare, you know, war on anybody with an immunodeficiency scenario because of a lifestyle or nutritional deficiency or petrochemical proficiency that was destroying their immune system. Instead, they went after a pharmaceutical construct that would enrich Big Pharma and destroy subcategories of people, humans in different categories that would be targeted for elimination.
Yeah, you're being very serious, but it is a mess. I was in it for 10 to 12 years doing the journalism. It's in my book, Official Stories. It's on Amazon.com. Official Stories Exist to Protect Officials, Chapter 6. You can read it, and then you'll walk away. It's an argument that I make. I think it's a clearly made argument that it's a toxicological problem, that gay men in the 70s were ghettoized, isolated, had every STD known to man, took every antibiotic that ever existed, punched holes in their guts, made themselves very, very sick. The CDC dropped a drug called AZT on them. The death rate went from about 12,500 to 45 or 48,000 within about 5 or 6 years. They pulled AZT out, and the death rate went back down. In other words, I don't know how else to say it, but sometimes I think that AIDS is a government program that helps people commit suicide, specifically gay people. You sign up for this thing, they give you the test, you take the drugs, you start to wither away, they pat you on the back for surviving, and it's a religion.
Mm-hmm.
You can't talk right. about it.
Well, you're right, but we do. You've written about it extensively. If you haven't gotten Official Stories, it means you're a brand new listener to the Robert Scott Bell Show. And Liam's wonderful book on a whole lot of subjects covers this inauspicious 30th birthday. What happened 30 years ago today? We'll talk more about it and how to undo that damage after this break. And, of course, food as medicine.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Usually, the older one gets, the less you are able to absorb amino acids and the less you are able to repair the 100 trillion cells of your body. As a result, you'll have less energy, your tissues will shrink, and you'll become wrinkled. An older person will typically injure more easily and heal more slowly. Not fun. However, if you can consume a protein powder that is easier to absorb, then you may be able to gain back some strength, muscle, and speed of recovery. One World Whey is a highly digestible whey protein powder that may be the perfect answer for you.
My name is Errol. I'm 74 years old. You know, the taste of One World Whey is amazing. I play pickleball, and since taking One World Whey and your trace mineral supplement, I have more energy and recover faster from my working out. I used to take another grass-fed whey protein powder, but now I'm getting much better results using One World Whey.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWay.com.
Amanda Bothell here from Midas Resources. Today, April 4th, 2014, gold opened at $1,297.60. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $1,344.77, $672.38 for a half ounce, or $336.19 for a quarter ounce. Again, that's $1,344.77, $672.38, and $336.19.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? Wait a sec. Gold and silver is going up while Congress is trying to settle on the next debt increase. And there's no end to this madness. That old 401k and IRA can be converted into physical gold without tax consequences. I explained this in my book, 10 Reasons to Buy Gold. Don't let time slip away. Call for your free copy today, 800-686-2237. Get away from that Washington spin and get honest answers about gold. 800-686-2237. The book is free, 800-686-2237.
If you're worried about your health and you're tired of the nasty side effects of harsh drugs or antibiotics, then look no further. Supernatural Silver is the answer. Supernatural Silver is a powerful immune system enhancer that can be used every day to help keep you healthy and well with none of those nasty side effects. It's extremely safe for use internally as well as topically. And Supernatural Silver is hundreds of times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. It is perfect for use in the sinuses, eyes, ears, and on any wound or skin issue. Supernatural Silver is also extremely effective when taken orally and can help fight off bacteria, viruses, and mold that may be overwhelming your immune system. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com and use the promo code Silver2014 for 20% off of your entire order and give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance with Supernatural Silver.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
It's a bummer of a 30th anniversary or birthday, but I am all the more happier because my good friend, Liam Sheff, is back on. He hasn't been around for a while. It hasn't because I've refused to bathe or anything like that. He's busy. He's doing stuff. He's creative, and it's great, great stuff that's happening. We'll be revealing more of that as time goes on. But for now, Liam, thanks for coming on board to talk about a subject that you'd probably just as well not talk about. But common sense may be winning. There's another story here about skepticism, science, belief, and things like that. And we're not talking about the skeptics who doubt anybody who questions anything that pharma puts out or government says. We're talking about genuine, average American folks and what they believe about science. You see this article here?
I did. I think it's posted as though it's on, what is it? Fail of the week or fail.com or something.
Yeah, fail blog. It's actually some good stuff on that we're finding.
Right. But I think that they're mocking it from the traditional,
right.
You know, the last 30 or 40 years of liberalism that says better living through chemistry and, you know, the world of madmen that we all inhabit, that we have to figure out a way to make Dow, which is putting Agent Orange on everybody, look better. So it's one of the plot lines in the show that they have to make Dow look better during the Vietnam War. So they put on a show with Joe Namath, Broadway Joe, you know, and
right.
And see if they can turn the audience around to like Dow. Well, this list is telling because of all of the sciences, almost all of them contain all of the public sciences contain a strong element of a religious current. And by religious, I mean an existential one, one that goes to our questions about existence. Why are we here? Where do we come from? Where are we going? How do we get there? Why do we get sick? Why do we suffer? All of the old religious questions. Science now tells us that we're here by accident because nothing blew up and became everything, and then life was accidental, and then it changed accidentally, and that's why we're here. And that's it, you know. And there are many mechanisms that they'll try to elucidate, and that's when they start telling you that they're scientists and you're not. It doesn't matter how good your later work is. If your initial premise is crap, your later work is crap too. That's one of the problems that they don't that you can't talk to them about. It doesn't matter how good your rulers are, if the thing you're measuring isn't there or isn't real.
Yes. Well, you know, Liam, I've actually found that to be the case, that if you go back to origin points, it really annoys those so-called scientists because it disrupts their whole flow of reality. You know, it's like, let's not talk about whatever you claim to be the science today. Let's go back to that origin point that set the stage for everything that came from it, and let's question that. But they don't go back there. They're on the assumption, in fact, they know better than to go back there, because if they do, they lose their livelihood.
They do. Listen, it's a religion. You know, the AIDS thing has an underpinning of sexual anxiety. All tribes have rules about sex, and the rules usually involve who you can have sex with outside of your tribe, and you don't really mix. But in our wildly integrated society, which gives us so many good arts, culture, music, food, we don't really have rules about sex anymore. It's very confusing to people, and I think that they needed to have something put into place. And people are very paranoid and anxious, and now everybody's constantly, everybody's trying to be turned on all the time with the television and the ads and the magazine ads, and they take these they abuse these, what are those called? Mickey Mouse? They're abusing these Mickey Mouse Club kids. Each and every one, from Britney to Justin to, they just keep pushing people through this weird grist mill and pushing them in front of the American public, and they all go nuts, like Miley Cyrus. So on the one hand, we have that. We just don't know what to do with human sexuality. It's not normalized. They're the Christians who want you not to have sex until you've been married for 4 years, and then they're the, and they're the promise keepers, and they always get into trouble because they end up having more sex, even rougher kinds, because they're afraid just to have sort of vaginal sex because that would be a sin. So everybody's head is pretty screwed up about sex. So the AIDS thing comes along and says, now you have a rule. I know you don't have any rules and we can't talk about it, but now we have a rule. And the rule is, if you feel badly about things, if you feel bad about it, go get tested. Sure, the test isn't accurate, but it's like going to a priest and confessing something. And if you're in a risk group, then, and that's, we throw those people into a volcano. All right, gay guys, go jump into the volcano. All right, poor inner city black youth, go jump into the volcano. All right, drug users, go jump into the volcano so we can feel better. I know that's heavy for a lot of people. You don't have to believe me. That is what's happening.
Well, when we come back from this break, we'll continue. Also, we're going to talk cannabis because I know it makes Liam and Don and RSB happy to discuss a positive, powerful plant. And also the food issue, and maybe even more on the science and skepticism, because you're right, Liam, the way they portray it, they're trying to bash the common sense that is starting to come back to at least some of the people of America and the peoples of planet Earth.
Great heavens! What kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer: Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Springtime is saved big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know spring is the time to stock up at HerbalHealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for spring specials, including our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia and Metabolic Complex, and Pro Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Warwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for spring at HerbalHealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to HerbalHealer.com and click on Spring Specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy.
No, you're gonna dig this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
I'm digging it. Are you? I actually I don't know what we're digging, but I'm digging it. What are we digging, Super Don?
Where'd the music go?
Well, that's it. That's where it went. It faded right on out.
Yeah. Dang, man! I was getting down here in the studio.
How about Liam? Were you getting down to that? I don't know.
No,
that wasn't cool in the gang.
No, there's no melody. It's just a beat. I like jazz.
Oh, yes. All right, I'm sorry, Liam. Next time I will play
fire.
I'll play some Men Without Hats for you.
I'm from the 70s.
Yeah, child of the 70s.
I'm sorry, I didn't have go-go's in my library.
I'm a child of the 80s and the 70s. Come on, you know, like Four on the Floor, anything with the. But it's okay. We're all very unhip. So let's go ahead, Robert.
Wait, no. I got something I got to tell you, Liam. Today, I had to go to the Mac Apple store because this hard drive thing, and I'm there, and a young guy comes in, must be 20 something guy, looks at me and said, "That shirt is dope." All right, are you talking to me? He's looking at me. He's saying, "That shirt is dope," and I looked down. I was like, "Oh yeah, I'm wearing my cannabis cup shirt that I got from the High Times that sponsored that event." I was like, I've suddenly become cool.
For a moment? Wow. Yeah.
Just a moment. How did that happen?
For a moment. Nice.
So are we going to, do you want to go down, let's just knock down that list of the things that Americans don't tend to believe, from things they believe to things they don't really believe.
Yeah, okay, so let's hit that list now. And, of course, it's linked up in the show notes at robertscottbell.com. Science and skepticism. Smoking causes cancer. 82% of Americans believe that. So they're okay with that because that's a majority. Okay? The next thing, a mental illness is a medical condition that affects the brain. 71% believe that. I don't know how accurate that is, but that's what they're happy about, 71%, because it's up high. We get to the next one. It says, inside our cells, there is a complex genetic code that helps determine who we are. 69. Actually, that's not exactly true, is it, Liam?
No. I mean, it matters. The genetic code, does it determine who we are?
No.
It's a very complex inheritance in a mobile system, in a fluid system that responds to things that we don't know and see. There are energetic fields that affect it. They don't want to talk about that. They didn't want to talk about the environment affecting the genome until like 2 minutes from now.
Right.
Even though
right.
they know that Darwinism is dead. That's in my book too, chapter.
I love chapter that eight. Chapter. And that makes liberals loony. Why does it do that?
I don't know, because it's a religion, because the old religion was to kill a notion of a medieval god. Go ahead, that's fine, doesn't bother me. But then they replaced it with a notion of an all-knowing scientific elite. So, what's next?
Overusing antibiotics causes the development of drug-resistant bacteria. That's only 65%. I'm thinking, that's not even controversial, is it? We all know that, right?
Well, except in hospitals.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I forgot. The hospitals are still using, doubling and tripling down on them. Meantime, Big Pharma is trying to secretly put nanoparticles of silver on them to kind of extend their patent protection, interestingly enough. Childhood vaccines are safe and effective. Now, this one is stunning to me. Only 53% of Americans agreed with this statement. Childhood vaccines are safe and effective. That is a stunning, I would say, darn near total victory to have it that close to 50%.
I agree, and this is where common sense begins to say, well, the numbers have increased radically as the treatments have increased, so let's just see if we can say, and so many people know somebody, you know, they know people who've been damaged.
Right.
I mean, you can put anybody you want on TV and they can say, no, it's not true. But if you know somebody, mm-hmm. remember when I was in Idaho and we interviewed that poor woman who lost, whose child was killed after being vaccinated?
Right, yes.
Yeah, how many times do you have to hear that story before you go, yeah, okay, there's something
wrong here, exactly. So 53%, that's got to be having the pharmaceutical vaccine minions, you-know-whatting bricks.
Hmm.
So let's see. This one's interesting because this goes into, like, the another environmentalism religion. Now, we're all, I believe here, true environmentalists. So, I mean, we want to reduce unnecessary energy expenditure, et cetera. But this says the average temperature of the world is rising, mostly because of man-made heat-trapping greenhouse gases. Only 33% of Americans believe that.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I was eating a lot of black beans, and it was a windy night.
What can you do? It was all Liam's fault. Life on Earth, this one's even getting better. You're going to like this one. Life on Earth, including human beings, evolved through a process of natural selection. A whopping only 31% of Americans believe that.
Right, because it doesn't make sense. What is natural selection? Who's doing the selecting? What is the selecting? What are they selecting for? Again, Chapter 8 of Official Stories. No, what are you talking about? This is almost a nearly magical infinite system. Which is internally and externally responsive. We don't know why it is or how it is. You can trace little things and make arguments. Oh, I can make an argument that this happens because of this, but they're always wrong. I mean, that's the great thing about being a scientist. You can be wrong as much as you want. And then later you find out you were wrong and you say, we used to think this and now we think this. As long as you say we.
Well, how about, you ever gone to those like roadie carnival kind of things, kind of where people will guess your age? You give them a buck, I guess your age. This one is sort of like that. The Earth is 4.5 billion years old. Only 27% of people in America believe that. Now, of course, the skeptics are saying this because we're all a bunch of unscientific yahoos. What do you say to that?
No, it's a made-up figure. This all has to relate to the mythical Big Bang in which there was nothing which exploded, which isn't true.
Wait.
By a priest.
It's not true. Well, hold on, because this is the last stat that they list here, and a whopping 21% believe that the universe began 13.8 billion years ago with a Big Bang, which you're thinking,
common sense. It's not true. We're human beings. We're not gods. We can't see the beginning and end of time. It's a myth. It's not a theory. It's not even an hypothesis. It's in chapter 9 of my book, Big Electric Bang. The universe is electric. It's not gravity-based. It's based on electromagnetism. It's testable that way. It's plasma out there. You can't see the beginning and end of time. It's like asking a child, a newborn, to see the beginning and the end of, I don't know, life. It's like asking an ant to do your taxes for you. An ant is a beautifully designed creature. It is an interlocking series of chemicals and physical properties. We could not build an ant that worked the way that an ant works. But an ant can't do your taxes for you. Why? It's just not in its purview. We can't see the beginning and end of time. There was a priest in 1927-28 named Father Abbey, actually. He was an abbey in the Belgian Roman Catholic Church. And he wanted to marry biblical Genesis. First there was nothing and then there was everything. Mm-hmm. With a little bit of the math that was coming out from the then new telescopes. And he did. And he married it, incorrectly. It's been refuted over and over again. It doesn't work. It doesn't make sense. There was no initial thing that there was nothing that then made everything. Sure. They've had to go. That's why Neil deGrasse Tyson, biggest fibber in the universe of public television, gets to have multi-million dollar specials called the Inexplicable Universe. It's not inexplicable. We can't know the beginning and end, but we can explain that it's plasma out there, that the electromagnetic force is a thousand trillion, trillion, trillion times stronger than the force of gravity. You don't have to invent black holes and dark matter and big bangs. You just have to be a little bit humble and say, we don't see the beginning of time and we don't know the end. That's what storytelling is about. And we human beings are a storytelling animal. We need to wrap everything up with a bow. We have a beginning, a middle, and an end. If you tell a kid a story that doesn't have a beginning, a middle, and an end, they complain. We're that kid. We need to have a beginning. Just make it up. Just say, first, once upon a time. Well, once upon a time, we began. We don't know what became before that. We can look back and look at rocks and look at traces of radioactive material in the solar system, but it doesn't tell the story that there was one beginning. That's a muddled mess of contradictory data. And it's the same with every other field.
Yeah. Well, I think all of these stories go better with CBD. Some would say with THC as well. And that I think that leads to the experience a little bit. I know that we're Super Don and I are scheduled to appear with you on your show, Liam, and we'll let everybody know about that, talking about our experience at the Cannabis Cup. But I keep coming back to this aspect of it. In addition to all of the healing that we're revealing about it, and all the folks and kids that are being healed with this plant that was created by something far higher and larger and better and cooler than government. And we talked about the peacefulness of the crowd. Now, I can't say everybody was into reading books there at the Cannabis Cup, but I could say that they were peaceful and happy and enjoying their time together. 30,000 people converged on the Denver Mart and then probably unknown tens of thousands in other parts of Denver for this 420 day, and it was all legal, and I don't know that there was any violence anywhere that I saw any reports on, certainly not at the Cannabis Cup. Now, if this were an Oktoberfest beer garden in American City, there would have been all kinds of violence and fistfights and all of that. So that was one thing I noted, having been to large events where alcohol is present. So I think that's a distinct thing that people need to let's take a little cognizance of.
Absolutely. After the weekend, there was something last weekend, and there was a murder because somebody called somebody a name, and drugs and alcohol were involved. Well, you never hear, or alcohol is always involved, but you never hear, man smoking cannabis gets into fist fight. That would be a first.
No, like, man smoking, no. Two angry men smoking cannabis, hug it out.
Hug it out. And then talk about the meaning of life. What's the Bill Hicks line? You know, Bill Hicks used to say, well, there are always negative drugstores. Why is there never a positive drugstore? Young man takes a magic mushroom and realizes that we are all the imagination of the greater being interacting with itself. We are the will of the consciousness of the universe, and you may dream any dream you want and make it real. Weather, next up, weather. You know, he's like, that was his joke. you never have this on the news, but that's the story.
That was the story. I remember that from Donald Sutherland in Animal House, that scene. You remember that scene?
No.
Yeah, they were smoking a doobie in Animal House, and Donald Sutherland was like the professor hanging out with some of the students in the house. Yeah, and they were doing that, and then suddenly, you know, he's talking about the meaning of life, and then the guy looks at his fingernail and says, "So you mean I could have an entire universe in my fingernail?" You know, and it's
in
like,
my finger, yeah.
Right, that kind of thing. I'm like, oh, again, as a kid watching that, I was like, I don't know what they're talking about really, but it looks kind of interesting.
Oh, yeah. My head always went to thoughts like that. I don't know what drug I was on as a kid. It might have been sugar, but my consciousness was always shocked pretty wide open, and I was always, you know, seeing swirling colors everywhere, and, you know, feelings had color and weight and moods, and I could...
I think we're about to swirl to a commercial break, and I don't hear the music, so I'm going to take us out just in case. Stand by. The Robert Scott Bell Show rocks on.
Let's swirl into money.
Yeah, we got a question of the day or comment of the day.
Right. Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hello, this is Jonathan Wagner. We have an internet website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, that carries many of the products discussed on Robert's show, including 100% whole food chromium and selenium, silica, as well as sovereign silver and Nordic naturals. ChooseToBeHealthy.com features the Rolls Royce of probiotics. It's Dr. O'Hara's probiotics. Dr. O'Hara, a world-renowned microbiologist, formulated a unique probiotic that blends ancient Japanese fermentation methods with 21st century technology. No refrigeration is needed. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics contains the strongest lactic acid bacteria known to man based on scientific laboratory research. 6.25 times stronger. Quite simply, it works and works very well. So go to our website, www.choosetobehealthy.com, or call us toll-free, 866-424-1077. That's 866-424-1077. We're here to help.
You know, CBD has been making headlines. It's changing minds as well. And the good news is hemp CBD is legal in all 50 states. CBD or cannabidiol is a natural part of the hemp plant that's making those headlines in 2014 here. Hemp is already considered a superfood by millions worldwide, including me, RSB. And it's enjoyed as a complete vegetarian protein and an ideal source of healthy omega fatty acids. Hemp Meds PX is the world's trusted CBD-rich hemp oil source. Hemp Meds PX sees total body care as a necessity, not a luxury. That's why they offer CBD-rich hemp oils in a variety of ways, from natural hair care and skin care to whole plant supplements and lifestyle products. Quality begins with non-GMO industrial hemp cultivars grown on family farms using no pesticides, herbicides, or toxic fertilizers. Only with Hemp Meds PX are you guaranteed consistent quality of natural CBD from healthy hemp. There are so many different ways to enjoy CBD-rich hemp oil from Hemp Meds PX. The only question we have for you is, have you had your CBD today?
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional and installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels, too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Tired of taking handfuls of vitamin pills? Look and feel super with a great-tasting liquid vitamin and mineral supplement called Passion 4 Life. This incredible one-ounce daily drink can lead to better stamina and energy due to faster, more complete absorption. Passion 4 Life contains 135 all-natural whole food ingredients. It's the best-tasting, most powerful product of its kind on the market. Order now by calling 844-TRY-LIFE or find out much more about Passion for Life by visiting 844-TRY-LIFE.com. 844-TRY-LIFE.com.
Hi, this is Larry Smith. Sometimes bad things happen to good people. When the cleaners ruined some special clothing, all they could do was show us a sign that said they weren't responsible. But when they got the letter from one of our Legal Shield attorneys, he promptly gave us a check for $1,152. Worry less and live more with lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com or call 855-340-SAVE. That's 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
It's good to have Liam back.
It is good to hear your voice, my friend, and the philosophizing that we do when we get together. It's fun. And today has been no different than that, only better, just because it's been such a long time. Now, Liam, you might not have heard about the guy from Twitter who was angry with me because I didn't answer his tweet fast enough about lipomas.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. I was like, what is that all about?
Does he pay you?
Yeah, well, that was the question, and he said, you know, in the amount of time you wrote that smart alecky comment, you could have just answered my question. I'm like, excuse me? Really? Where does that sense of entitlement come from? Well,
you know, somebody needs some CBD.
Yeah, and then I said, okay, you want it fast? Here it is. It's your liver. All right, and then leave me alone. So, anyway, but we had a nice comment. We had a nice comment that came through today to kind of balance that out. This is from Debbie. She says, I just love your show, recently found it, and I feel that the info you are putting out on the radio is priceless. Keep on trucking for us all with the truth. Now, see, that's got to really upset, again, the liberal and, I guess, on some other level, the intelligentsia, because we don't throw out our degrees and say that's why you should believe anything we say. In fact, we don't ask you to believe it. We just say, hey, this is what we are, and this is what we believe, this is what we do. And it's resonating. Like that analysis or a statistic, whatever they said, with 21% believing in the Big Bang. It's telling you that common sense is returning despite the old media's attempts at suppressing it.
One hopes. I mean, I think the problem with the Internet now is the NDAA. You never know what's true on it. I can't emphasize enough that I quit Facebook. I used to be there a lot, and I just quit it. None of it's, I have to say it's not quite real. And there are shades and shadows, and you don't know if there's one guy in a room operating 8 profiles on 3 computers, because there are guys who are smart enough or clever enough or Asperger-y enough to do that. So I want people to – the message is always relocalized, and I'm glad they like the show because the show's fun and human, and you get to know us, I guess, because we're very open. But you got to get into your community. Like, go on to Meetup and start a permaculture group. Start a gardening group. Start a holistic healing group. You know, don't start something against something, because then they'll target you, right?
Right,
just
right.
Start something for. Be for something.
That right there, Liam, is worth the price of admission, right? We can go home now, except Ty Bollinger is going to join us next hour. But you know what I'm saying?
When you say
something like that, it's like, that's it. You've nailed it. Stop. You know, there's so much to be against, but of course they use that against energy against you. Instead of just going, ignore all that, screw it, just be for something. Like you said, going local, permaculture, teaching people some things that will benefit them and also help them to benefit others as the old ways that are not really old ways will collapse around you. And that is something that is a big and important message here. Perhaps we don't say it enough, but it is an undercurrent of everything, and that's a great reminder, Liam. Thank you.
Yeah. And, hey, Official Stories exist to protect officials. The book is on Amazon and Create Space. My show is Sex, Drugs, and Permaculture, and I got a big announcement coming probably next week or 2 weeks after that. Some good changes, very creative stuff happening, reaching
what?
Back into my
what
own,
is it?
My own training.
You're pregnant?
Yes, I'm, no, pregnant with ideas, pregnant with ideas.
big announcements usually, yeah, they follow up with that. Well, we're excited about what you're doing and the music as well. It's really thrilling. You know, I enjoy watching my daughter's really into music. She's playing guitar and a little keyboard, and she's got a natural, you know, talent or knack for it, a good ear and stuff. And I love that part of it because that connects you to some deeper source that it's away from the noise of those who are just, you know, shouting people down who believe differently than they do.
Right. And screw them.
Yeah.
but just walk away. Just walk away from those guys. Somebody will come along and they'll have, you know, they're always going to be somebody who gets activated as an activist because somebody they know is hurt or they discover something that's not true. And you fight as an activist for a while, hoping if you just reflect reality to enough people, there'll be the tipping point concept. But it's not always so, because I could have been against slavery in 1200 AD and I would have had a long time to wait. But don't forget that, you know. It's sometimes you just have to be where you are. We live at the peak of the oil age. We live in the early descent of that. We don't know how fast it will come. We live in a very polluted world, but we live here. We have guitars and pianos. We can grow gardens. We have each other.
Yeah, and you can bang your head if you want to. Or you can listen to the Robert Scott Bell Show and celebrate with us. Light up something if you want. Be the light that you want to be. Hey, Liam, thanks, my friend. We've got Ty Bollinger coming up Outside the Box Wednesday. And cancer cures like nowhere else in broadcast media because the power to heal is yours.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Trinity School of Natural Health is a nonprofit, non-denominational Christian educational institution. Trinity School of Natural Health has been offering quality natural health programs since 1990. The courses focus on the integration of the mind, body, and spirit so that students can create a lifestyle harmonious with the Creator and His divine plan. Trinity School of Natural Health's educational programs offer degrees in non-traditional designations such as Doctor of Naturopathy, Master Herbalist, Master Iridologist, Certificate of Nutritional Counseling, Certified Health Specialist, and Associate Degree in Biblical Studies. Trinity School is accredited and recognized by the American Naturopathic Medical Accreditation Board in Las Vegas, Nevada. The coursework is completed at your own pace in the convenience of your own home. No traveling required. A complete outline of the programs offered can be viewed online by visiting www.trinityschool.org. Enrollments can also be completed online, and an affordable monthly payment plan is available for each program. Contact Trinity School of Natural Health by calling 1-800-428-0408.
Mother's Day is right around the corner. If you haven't ordered your Mother's Day flowers yet, make sure to visit ProFlowers.com for an amazing deal. ProFlowers has a Mother's Day special for radio listeners. Get 100 gorgeous blooms for mom with a free glass vase for $19.99. And if you want to make her day even more special, upgrade to a premium vase and add gourmet chocolates for just $9.99 more. Mom will be so happy when she unwraps her beautiful bouquet of blooms, guaranteed to stay fresh and beautiful for at least one full week. Each time she looks at her Mother's Day flowers, she'll think of you. But hurry, this deal expires soon, so make sure to place your order today. The only way to get this incredible deal is to go to ProFlowers.com/radio right now and enter the code PLOW, P-L-O-W, ProFlowers.com/radio, code PLOW, P-L-O-W. That's ProFlowers.com/radio and enter code PLOW, P-L-O-W.